This is Due By Friday, a weekly challenge podcast with Merlin Mann, Alex Cox, and Max Temkin. This week's challenge, Stand Something with Jen Bain.
What's happening? All right, Alex, why are you sick? Why are you coughing? What's happening over there?
Oh, speaking of dad stuff.
Alex is, she's like.
I now have two seltzers that I've opened.
Oh, Alex's opening some sort of crazy Diet Coke.
Well, not,
what is that?
That's not like crazy Diet Coke. Why is this is the new branding.
Ew.
I know. It's really bad.
It's the new branding.
I don't like it.
And you're just like, have you seen the new brand?
you're just sassy. Alex is hacking up along. And she's opening
What's
some sort
on,
of
Alex?
She's
What's
opening
going on
some
here?
Sort
you
of
ill?
Medical instrument
no,
over there.
No, on Friday, oh, no. I got my nose polyps removed.
That is a terrible word.
Wait just a minute.
Yes,
is that
yes,
a surgical
yes.
procedure?
It is. It's an endoscopic surgical procedure. So I did not get the fun pills.
Is that going to cost Max anything?
I don't. I think so, because I don't remember.
Wait, does Max pay for your surgeries?
Yeah, just under the table. He's like, this will be something funny to talk about on the podcast.
Here's a 20, go buy yourself something real nasal.
One of our listeners, I'm gonna declare this person our worst listener.
Okay.
Whoever it is, you're our worst listener. They sent us an article about something called empty nose syndrome.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Did you read
fuck
that article?
You, yeah.
And you went ahead with your polyp surgery anyway?
It's totally different. However, I need to have that other surgery in the future, and I was not pleased.
I have been told that I'm a candidate for that surgery because of my bad sinuses.
Me too.
And having read, and then I read the the empty nose syndrome thing, and I was like, no, thank you.
Nope.
I'll just be congested for the rest of my life. Jen, what about you? Do you think, would you gain your sense of smell back?
If
you had the surgery?
I think so. That's what experts say, but I don't want anyone touching me. I don't want surgery.
Jen has no sense of smell.
I don't have a sense of smell. You could fart in my face and I wouldn't know. That's not an invitation. Please don't fart in my face.
Challenge.
Fart in Jen's face.
Well, that's for for our premium listeners. You go to giveusyourfuckingmoney.com. Alex,
this is what we're gonna get into: extremely specific pornography, like a porn star director tied to a chair, telling the truth.
Financial
somebody who works at the card company getting farted at. It's extremely specific.
a lot of tags on that one.
Do you know about financial domination?
And
there's also computer domination.
yeah, tell me about this. This is awesome.
Yeah, please, please.
Well, it's like you just pay a lady to like hack into your computer and like tell you how bad you are.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's what is
that's
that?
Fantastic.
What do you call that? Like.
I think it's just digital
domination.
Yeah, some digital domination.
And then there's financial domination where you give someone your money.
Wow.
How do I
get in on that?
We found a lady who does it, and she has a fantastic Twitter profile.
Oh, my God.
Look at this boy in his panties. I put his pictures on the internet. I'm inside his phone.
So she just gets inside his business and makes fun of him?
Yep.
Oh, my God. My hero.
No, she's great. There's a
honestly, that's a podcast episode right there. Someone could start a computer domination and humiliation podcast where basically you have a guest come on. They turn over the password to their computer, and then you just, like, belittle them for an hour.
It's fantastic.
What are these? Oh,
it's
what
like
are these
advice
files?
Show, except they just make fun of you.
Yeah,
oh,
wow.
You know, like Alex in the home
have
screens.
A lot of different,
you can make so much money off of humiliating people about their home screens.
That's very true.
Back to the porn thing. Did you know there's a type of porn where women just make fun of men for having a small penis? You probably know this.
Oh, that is substantial enough that it's its own category.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that fantastic?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
The other one, the one we talked about before, is the financial domination one, which is so elegant because it's basically men who get turned on by women telling them to give them money. And so it's really elegant in a really sweet way. It's like, oh, you're a bad boy. Give me your money and then I'll stamp on it.
Yes.
There is a sort of professional social justice warrior type of account on Twitter where the person is like, they tweet about different kinds of injustices, and then they're like, the only recompense is to give me money, and then they link to their like PayPal or Patreon or something like that. And I'm like, that's a hell of a good for those people who made that work. That's a hell of a business.
Uh-huh. I love that.
That's a good angle.
Or when people
like, why
like,
isn't the Austin bombings getting more media coverage? It's an injustice. Hit up my PayPal, fam.
No,
Number of bombs gone off in Austin, 5. Number of cucks that have sent me PayPal, 0. Harper's Index, bitch.
Who would have guessed how that would end? Not me.
Wait.
Very bad or sick individual.
It's over. The guy blew himself
boom,
up.
Yeah, okay. Boom, boom. A head boom boom, as they call it.
Yeah, boom boom. Boom boom on leaf.
Say that was bad.
I don't have any. I'm trying to think of some other material about those Austin bombings.
It's so weird how we're all kind of falling short on.
anyone have a funny take?
Here, let's take a second. Anyone have any funny jokes about the Austin bomber?
Well, personally, I'm against it. So I don't know why I was the first person to say that, but I think that it was
wrong.
Oh my
God, what a bold, brave stance. You guys.
You guys,
bombing is bad.
It's unfortunate that friend of the show, John Oliver, has not gotten to come out against the Austin bombings before we have.
Don't bomb things, Rodney. Don't bomb them. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I did really like did you guys, are you guys, I don't know if you guys are still watching. Did you watch the Bitcoin thing?
No, I heard that was good though.
It was very funny. And then they did something. God damn it. The one that really killed me was the one that where they did the Marlon Brando book.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that sold out. That book sold out. I don't know.
Yeah, so basically the vice president, he did his whole
They have a sweet bunny. He and mother have a very sweet bunny.
John Oliver did a whole spiel about what a colossal piece of shit the vice president is, and about Focus on the Family. And then he talked about, the only thing I like about him is that he has a very cute bunny called Marlon Brando. But then at the end, he's like, tomorrow, the vice president has a book coming out. He wrote a book about like a day in the life of the West Wing by Marlon Brando. And like, I think it's like raising money for the Focus on the Family, or is doing the book tour Focus on the Family. Like, so it's this very corrupted thing. And he's like, you even fucked up the bunny for me. But then they were
It's worth mentioning that Mike Pence is a longtime nut on a lot of things, including he hates Disney movies that portray women in battle. But he is with Focus on the Family, he is behind stuff like conversion therapy.
When he was a lame Rush Limbaugh impressionist talk radio host, he was against the movie Pocahontas
or Mulan.
Yeah. Right, because it would have negatively impacted troop readiness or some bullshit like that.
Thank you for your service.
But
support the troops.
But responders. John Oliver was like, but tonight we're releasing our own book, which is the better Brando book, and they made their own book about Marlon Brando with all the money going to the Trevor Project.
That's awesome.
And I was like, fuck. I was like, that's another idea that Cards could have come up with.
I hate that feeling. I feel that when I'm watching Nathan For You, I'm like, God damn it, this is getting pretty close to our stuff.
I feel like we're almost always in a race against the clock against John Oliver, Nathan For You, and Clickhole to do a joke. And usually they get it first. And then I had a really nice call with the Harvard Lampoon this week. And they said to me, they're like, we feel like we're in like a perpetual race against Cards Against Humanity to do.
Suck my D.
So fuck you, you eggheads.
We didn't even know we were in this race.
You Harvard eggheads.
An ant has no quarrel with a boot.
Jed gets a jazz break. Max, do you have any hot takes about the election last night?
I don't know. It was
a bummer.
I don't know what to be bummed about. I mean, I don't feel great about it, but I couldn't say why. I mean, I had a pretty mixed bag. I won a handful of races, lost a handful of races. I went to sleep and I thought two of my candidates had lost, and they woke up and they won. So that was a very nice surprise this morning.
Can you share who those were?
Yeah, Brandon Johnson ran he ran against the incumbent Cook County Commissioner in the first district, and he won. When I woke up, he was up. So basically, the Illinois election. I guess I need to explain this whole thing.
Oh my God, Renato Mariotti lost.
Oh boy, he lost a lot by quite a bit.
Wow, I thought he was the guy.
No, 3%.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No,
wow,
right.
Jesus. because I mean, he's all over my Twitter all the time. I got the feeling there's some cognitive bias that led me to believe he was going to do really well.
It turns out that all those tweets and all the celebs on Twitter do not yield, 100,000 votes.
Hang on.
So yesterday was
what are you saying?
Yesterday was
whoa. Yeah. Pump the brakes, Johnny. What do you? Huh? The tweets. She needs to get in with the tweets.
It doesn't do jack shit. Didn't
Deborah Messing? Deborah Messing likes him. Shouldn't he be in there?
It does not.
Deborah Messing
getting all those tweets and all the celebs. It doesn't do jack shit in political elections. Give me $5 on my PayPal.
Thoughts and prayers.
So we had the Illinois primary. The funniest thing that happened was all the election results got very delayed because DuPage County, which is one of the big, so sad. This is really, really. It's sad and hilarious.
It's a little so on the nose. Clickhole wouldn't touch this.
That is true. DuPage County, which is one of the big population areas, and you know you got to wait for those votes to come in because, like I said, like I woke up and DuPage was in, and two of my races had changed. DuPage printed the ballots on the wrong weight of paper, and the ballots would not feed into the machines. And also, which was pretty fun, and then they had like they couldn't report the votes basically last night. And what was also funny was there was a ballot initiative in DuPage County for them to dissolve the election commission because they're so bad.
Wow.
Which I actually don't know if that passed or not. I should probably look that up. But
I went to my polling place, which is the DuPage, it is the Wheaton Park District.
Oh, are you still registered?
Because I want to vote against Peter Roskam every year.
So you're in. Who'd you vote for?
Heather Kitty's person who
Amanda
lost.
Howland.
Kitty
and Kevin worked for Amanda
who,
Howland,
yeah,
and then there was Amanda someone. No, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
there were six people in that race.
The other lady I like won, so I was.
The guy who won was a man, Sean Kasten.
Wait, oh fuck. I didn't check any. Whoa! Oh no! Oh no! Fuck!
Oh no! My candidate.
Oh no! Wait, really?
Yeah, Sean Kasten won.
It was like 1 a.m.
DuPage,
fuck my
man.
Fuck
I went to sleep.
County.
I went to sleep, and Sean was in third place. I woke
oh
up,
my
and he
God.
Won.
Yeah. I was like, oh, thank God, now I can go to bed. And I don't know. I don't have any.
Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Democracy simply doesn't work.
Here's the thing. I was so excited for a lady. Well, here's the thing about all the DuPage County women candidates. They had like all had breast cancer, and DuPage nice. Loves moms who have had breast cancer.
Well,
Roskam
it's relevant
down.
Because Roskam is he voted to repeal the ACA.
Yes.
He jumped on that House vote to repeal ACA. So that's why the cancer stories were very poignant and important because people
that's a big ask for new candidates.
Yeah. People were running saying, the way Roskam wants me to die, right? My life is on the line.
Right.
Yeah. If I can be denied coverage because of my healthcare costs for breast cancer, I'll die.
Oh, this is very upset. Okay, upset.
Kasten's a good candidate.
Yeah, I just I have really no intellectual reason. It's purely emotional.
Well, here's the other interesting thing that happened about people voting for women. So Illinois, the other funny thing about Illinois is we have elected judges, which is, you know, arguably not that.
Is it super weird?
It's not super weird. It does. Oh, that's nice.
Are we both looking at results?
No. I'll tell you in the after show. I just got a little medical note. I'll tell you in the after show.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah, a little cliffhanger. You can go to giveusyourfuckingmoney.com to find out whether Max has bone cancer or not.
Max!
You don't need bones.
Go to giveusyourfuckingmoney.com. You give us $5. You find out if Max has bone cancer.
Man, our after shows have been cancer heavy.
And then
bone schmoan, I would say.
So sorry, I got distracted by my email. I'm sorry, that was rude.
Sorry, it's okay, buddy.
All right, so what the fuck are we talking about? Pete Roskam, Sean
Kasten.
Oh
yeah, we're talking about the sad election.
Oh, right, the judges. So what happened? So basically, how do you know what judges to vote for, right? Because who the fuck knows what the difference is between one judge or another? So what I do, I think what most people do is you go to the little booth and you're in your little cubicle and you go on your phone and you go to the Bar Association recommendations and they tell you whether the judges are unqualified, qualified, or highly qualified. And if there's only one highly qualified judge, that's just who I pick. And then if there's two judges that are both qualified, I look for in their little bio, was either of them a public defender? Because I figure if you're a public defender, you're probably a good person. Did that at some point in your life, you're probably a good person. So that's my reasoning. But I guess what a lot of people did in this election was they just voted for the women. And people just went down the ballot and voted for all the women. And a lot of the judges who got in were rated not qualified by the Illinois Bar Association. So,
uh-oh.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Oopsie doopsie.
You know, it's like woke.
My bad.
NPD.
Pound sign woke question.
HBD. At least they're evil women.
Yes.
Evil women are everything. Women
judges. Okay. In my defense, I did not. No,
the arc of justice is long, and Ben stored evil women.
It's probably true. Oh,
Martin God. Luther King.
I did not research the judges beforehand.
Oh,
and,
if a man can be an unqualified judge,
then a woman can also be unqualified.
There was one note. There was one guy who I went to.
You're saying all men are unqualified?
When I, there was one guy who I went to. Yeah. Who I was on the ballot, and he got a not recommended from the or not qualified or whatever from the bar. And the note was like, he is a good like a jurisprudence as a judge, but he's known for his like temper and anger issues. Like so, because of his temperament, we can't recommend him. And I was like, "Oh man, what a
that
poor guy."
Can you imagine the level you would have to rise to for that to bubble up in your profile?
Totally.
It's like, you guys, should we mention what a dick this guy is? I don't know. It doesn't seem very professional. Well, he really is a dick. Well, I guess we better put it in there.
You have to be a pretty huge asshole for that to be.
If it makes the note card on the law, like the bar association, like that's pretty bad.
Well, right. Hold on. I feel like Ruth Bader Ginsburg isn't exactly a pleasant human in real life, and
wow.
She.
I know.
But okay. If okay.
Is this call out culture, Max? Is that what we're experiencing right now?
But I mean, I just find it interesting.
It's very interesting.
Okay. To notice that when a male judge throws a desk across the room, he's just asserting his authority and taking command of the courtroom.
But when a woman does that, she's a bitch.
Is just asking questions. She's quote unquote, to quote Alex, she's a bitch.
Oh my God, Alex.
I could go on record and say, I think we just need more bitchy judges. Maybe, you know what? Maybe that's why they were unqualified. We don't know.
Honestly, if a woman isn't a bitch and she's in that position, I don't trust her.
She's like, you seem
thank
like
you.
A
yes,
nice little
boy. Thank you.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, queen.
All right. The other funny race that I feel like we should enter into the Do By Friday canon, but I'm going to do so in a way where I'm very careful that we don't get sued, is the congressional race in our district, which is the Mike Quigley seat. Quigley was reelected, so he got the Democratic nomination, but he had two challengers. Well, he had three, but one of them I can't remember the guy's name, and he got 500 votes. And then there were two serious challengers. There was Samina Mustafa, who I voted for. Very sad to see that she did not get it. Samina was pretty cool. She used to be the manager of a Planned Parenthood, and she supports Medicare for All. And then there was this other guy in our neighborhood called Benjamin Wolf.
Oh, are we going to have to cut
this
out?
Oh, no,
is
this the guy?
This is the guy.
We talked about him before,
so
and I made everyone cut it out, but I've decided that I'm going to be brave.
Why did you cut it out?
Because he's scary.
Because I don't want to be sued, and he's highly litigious.
He's a little bit of a fibber.
But
sometimes he makes a little fudge.
I mean, Google Benjamin Avocado Wolf.
I'm familiar.
If you want to know, this is for our listeners, though. If you want to know, all the interesting things in his record that he's done
or not
done. You
know, you said David Avocado Wolf, right?
No, I said Benjamin Avocado Wolf.
Oh, Benjamin Avocado Wolf.
He's a composite character that I've constructed in my mind palace.
Oh, for legal reasons.
For
I understand.
Legal reasons. Yeah.
And but, it's Wolf with a silent V.
Yeah. You know, it's like, well, how can I say this without exposing myself to any,
a guy with glasses that cool, he's going to go. Straight.
Let me
he's coming
this.
In hot. He's going to be serving some papers, buddy.
I've got it. You guys want to know what Benjamin Wolf and I have in common?
Yes.
Neither of us have served in the FBI. Anyway, he's a very interesting character, and I encourage you to Google him. He's the first candidate in Illinois history to run ads on Pornhub.
Nice.
I also wanted to come out that he secretly hates marijuana and
did you read the interview with him and the stoner?
Everybody?
No, I have not.
Now I have to read.
It wasn't even a good ad.
Now I have to read this. So he was sort of he kind of became pretty well known for doing this ad. Here it is. He became known for doing this video ad where he smoked a joint in front of an American flag, and he said that he supported marijuana legalization. And that's probably a good strategy for him, because there was a marijuana ballot initiative on the ballot. So you have you got to figure there's going to be some like weed voters.
Oh, you can like piggyback onto that interest.
Exactly. Okay. But then this magazine called Herb Magazine, that's like a weed magazine, which I actually think we have some print editions of this in the office, and it's an unbelievably well-designed, like graphic-designed magazine. But they did a little interview with Benjamin Thomas Wolfe, and they say, so I'll just read from this. This is from Herb Magazine. A picture of Benjamin Thomas Wolfe, i.e. the cannabis candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives, went viral last week. The internet lit up after the 42-year-old Democrat running for Congress in Chicago's 5th District released a photograph of himself smoking a joint in front of a painting of the American flag. As a cannabis writer, I also got excited and tweeted at Wolfe for an interview. I got that interview, but also received what was completely unexpected, a tweet storm of people asking me to do my research on the cannabis candidate. I'll skip past all of the personal allegations against him and that he's described himself as an Iraq veteran.
Okay. FBI.
Except he didn't. When Herb interviewed Wolf, we decided to stick to what we do best, weed. We tried to get details from the cannabis candidate about his pot policy, but there wasn't much substance there either. To get the interview going, Herb asked Wolf how many grams of flower and concentrate he would allow people to carry if he was elected. He replied, quote, "How many grams would I allow? You know what? That's a great question," said Wolf. "I don't know the specifics of it. I'm a low-level user. I don't, you know, buy it from a friend of mine, or that they bring it to the campaign office for that. I'll have to learn more about that."
That's really putting some wood behind the arrow.
Yeah. For someone who calls himself the, quote, cannabis candidate, he didn't seem to know much about weed other than that he's recently started smoking it. In reply to our questions about how he would support minorities and those hit hardest by the war on drugs, he said, another quote, "You know, I think it, gosh, a really big question. We do a lot of outreach with various communities here in Chicago. Yes. You know, it's a big city. It's a diverse city, culturally diverse, racially diverse. And I think everyone in this city and in this district clearly knows that we're the pro-cannabis candidate. And they'll know there's always an open door to our office where we can help them with any projects, any startups, any businesses, or banking needs that they would want. You know, our office will be front and center to assist them in any way we can."
That's bold and brave.
Good for him. Was he high when he did the interview?
We also expected thoughts on the opioid crisis, which is now considered the largest drug epidemic in American history. Cannabis has become a central part of this conversation, too, as promising preliminary trials have shown that can be used as an adjunct treatment to wean people off of opioids. Wolf's proposal, quote, "I would like to see the Drug Enforcement Administration dismantle, then had all of their personnel go to work for the Environmental Protection Agency," he said.
That's logistically very complicated. if you're gonna implement that, I mean, that would be rough. I mean, you need different desks and passes and stuff and skills, and that would be very difficult to do and probably really surprising for the people in their current jobs. Are you allowed to do that when you get in office? Are you allowed to just move things around like they're G.I. Joes? Like, that's very strange.
We're all joining another office now.
Guys, 2 seconds, please. Could we just gather around for just a minute? So we're a different bureau now. I know many of you here at the CDC have a background in epidemiology and medicine. From now on, we're in Parks and Recreation, so we're going to be making slides, and that's just a thing we're doing now. Thanks. Have a good lunch. we're going to pivot.
I do have a funny thing about the Austin bombings, as it turns out.
Nice. You found it?
I found it. So this is a tweet that I found. I did want to talk about this on the show. This is a tweet that I found this morning from conservative YouTube country star Chad Prather, who's a real guy.
Is this like the Parks and Rec?
It's
like the Parks and Rec when he's like, support the Jew. He's beautiful like mom.
This is a real guy that I did not make up as a character as part of a sketch for Do By Friday.
read the title again. Conservative YouTube country star?
Reactionary YouTube country star Chad Prather.
Chad Prather.
Chad Prather.
Chad Prather.
YouTube
Thank you, boys.
Country sensation.
Wait,
It says his Google profile says humorous.
I wear cowboy boots, not those shoes. And yeah, that's right, lady. I don't like Jews. Thank you for your service.
He said, he tweeted this morning, this is such an awesome tweet. He said, where are the marches and protests for bomb control in Austin?
Oh, God.
Where are the marches and protests for bomb control in Austin?
When you get a truth bomb like that.
Well, bomb, indeed.
First of all, bombs are already illegal. And that's probably why we don't have a lot of bombings in America. You know,
we're already enforcing the current laws before we take bombs away from constitutional tax citizens.
I have to say, it's already illegal for people to have bombs. And you know what? You don't see a lot of bombings in America. I mean, sure, you get one here and there, but it's pretty, you know, it really catches the eye when there's a bombing. You go, holy shit, there's a bombing.
Ladies are running around making Gagortians on themselves, but any man can go out and get a bomb. Why aren't we protesting that?
But I also like...
Look at all the Gagortians.
The other thing that was funny was, like, what if you took his stupid logic and applied bombs to all the gun control debate? Like, the only thing that can stop a good guy with a bomb is a bad guy, or a bad guy with a bomb is a good guy with a bomb.
Right. This is why I think all teachers should be given landmines, just in case anybody ever comes in with a landmine, you'll be ready.
It would be so funny to me if that was people's, like, self-defense plan. It's just lobbing bombs into each other's Let's all just throw bombs back and forth.
Duck down, Tiffany. I have to hurl this bowling ball style bomb. I'll protect you with this bomb.
I'm several months deep into this guy's Twitter now. Oh, my God.
What's his name?
You know what happened to the Austin bomber? He was hoisted by his own petard.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He's watched Chad on Twitter. And you know what? I am. And I will.
There was one of my favorite Twitter names.
What's his name? Chad America? No, what's his name?
Chad Prather.
Chad Prather. He's a reactionary YouTube country star.
There's another guy on Twitter who has probably...
He's from New Jersey. Chad.
There's that guy who's like... he has probably the best Twitter name called True Facts Stated. And I think something. What happened? Did he say something anti-Semitic? I don't remember what happened. Why was everyone mad at him?
Claude Taylor?
Wow. I think he was. He's one of these guys who, like.
Wasn't he the Trump penis guy?
Oh, he was the Trump penis guy. That's it. Yeah, that's why everyone was mad.
But then we all discovered all too late after I'd already talked about in the channel that he's kind of like a Louis Mensch type.
Yeah, he's like one of these guys who, like, LARPs being like an intelligence guy. And he's like, my sources say that they're sealed indictments.
He's a deep state LARPer.
Yeah. I have a very good article from BuzzFeed this week about family cloth that I want to get into, and I think that there might be a challenge coming up here. But do we want to talk about any other politics stuff? I can't remember if Trump did anything funny this week.
Do not congratulate.
Oh, do not congratulate. That was funny.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Family cloth. No, close the tab.
Yeah, BuzzFeed. Oh my God. All right, here we go. We're doing it. This is from BuzzFeed. What is, quote, the family cloth, and why do people use it? And explain it. If you're not already familiar with the concept of a family cloth, it's pretty simple. It's a cost-effective, eco-friendly system in which you wipe with cloth wipes instead of toilet paper and then wash and reuse them for as long as they last. Proponents like it because it's cheap. One set of cloths can last you a long time. And they say it's very enjoyable for your bottom, too. But as simple as it sounds, the very idea of it often gets people very riled up. Oh, wow, a judgmental much, guys? To find out more about what it's like to use them every day, ask a dedicated family cloth user who asked to remain anonymous to share her experience. Here in her own words is a snapshot of life using family cloth. On getting started.
Oh, my God.
Speak your truth. Let's hear about your cloth.
We often hear metaphorical talk like buying toilet paper is like flushing money down the toilet. But in my mind, buying and using disposable toilet paper is literally flushing money down the toilet. Let's also set the record straight. Individuals who use family cloth do not have a single piece of cloth. We have dozens of smallish strips of cloth. Okay.
Mm.
Each visit to the toilet gets its own cloth. Mm. In each bathroom of our house, there's a container of many clean cloths on top of the tank and a small bin on the floor that we use as a hamper. After each go, we take one cloth, use it, and then drop it into the hamper.
Okay.
Oh, just with the stuff on it?
Okay. No. This. Wait. Okay, so is it a fresh cloth every time?
It's a fresh cloth, but, yeah, but everybody in the family's used it for the same purpose, and then you get your business on there, and you're putting that in a bastic?
Yeah, I was talking about this with Tommy.
Do you rinse it? Is it like a diaper for a baby?
And Tommy was like, I was talking about this with Tommy, and he was like, I've never gotten anything into the hamper on the first try in my life.
Well, it's like spaghetti. See if it sticks to the wall. Is it done?
God. So you wipe it on your downtown, and then you put it in the bastic, and someone else just uses it?
Yep.
Yeah, no, mom just takes care of that. You take a little visit downtown, then you go to the suburbs, and then now mom's got a little project.
Oh, my God. It's not necessarily mom. It's just wherever it comes up in the chore wheel. It's like, which chore do you want to do on the chore wheel? You could take out the trash, you could empty the dishwasher, or you could wash the family cloth.
Eustace, you drew family cloth.
there's another section called On Staining. A stain does not indicate filth. It's simply a discoloration.
Discoloration caused by a substance containing intense pigmentation.
I wonder what that substance could be.
I don't want to say where I think people mostly use the family cloth, but let's just say that their next senator is probably going to be Mitt Romney.
No, you didn't.
He went there.
Thank you.
It rhymes with Utah.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. That is funny. Utah.
Oh, God.
Well, you know, there's a lot of levels to this.
What do you guys think? Challenge?
Do you want me to get a divorce?
I mean, we can expense the hampers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my wife will be so happy to hear that.
Oh, my God.
Honey.
You guys, wait.
Good news.
I'm bringing my job home again. Oh, my God.
I bought stencils. Follow up.
Daddy's done. Your turn.
This goes pretty... Wow. Okay. If my cloths get stained by menstrual blood and come out of the hot water with bleach, wash with reddish or brownish areas of discoloration, I don't care and neither should you. I care.
I want to burn tampons after they've been used. I can't. Oh
wow, Alex. Feminist much?
Call out culture. Where should I store my dirty or quote unquote used cloth wipes? Toss the soiled cloth wipe into a container. This can be a garbage can with lid exclusively used for family cloth wipes. The family part is part of what weighs on me.
Yeah,
one thing to say, here's a pile of washcloths that you use to scrape the shit off of your ass, and then you put it in a can. The family part is troubling to me.
I don't know why
the word family makes it so much worse.
Okay, how about this? The woman who's being interviewed for this BuzzFeed article, she's like not woke enough on family cloth. So she goes on to say, I'm an admin of a Facebook group dedicated to the reduction of wastefulness and pollution. The people in this group are often diehard zero wasters, and even I get flack sometimes for how I do things. Some people get upset that I use bleach or that I don't make my own detergent. Some people get on my case for still using wipes for poo or using a dryer instead of line drying.
Can we drill down on this just a tiny bit? I want to understand, make sure I'm understanding this, because this sounds like eldritch horror. Mm-hmm. If you're going to actually get shit out of your anus crack, you're going to need to scrape some quantity of human shit onto a cloth. It's not some kind of a dainty little dab, and then you go back to blogging. You're going to need to have human shit on a cloth. Am I right?
What about this? What if you have I'm not saying that this is what these people are doing.
You're just asking
doing.
The question.
I'm not saying this is what these people are doing, but what if you had a bidet? What if you do a bidet and then you use the family cloth?
Oh, and then you reuse the water and it's the family water.
Family bidet.
No, that's not how a bidet works.
That's why they call it a bidet.
But
you change it
first.
Once
you blast. First you blast. First you blast, and then
first
you
blast.
Wipe.
First you blast.
See, now in my family, some of the older folks, like my grandmother, who was kind of obsessed with her basement, she would, when she was done with her business, I think she was a wipe till she bled kind of lady.
Oh.
And then she was done. I think she'd do a little sluicing with a washcloth, and clean it off. But I don't think that had any appreciable amount of poop on it. And if it did, I don't think she'd put it into a bucket. And this comes down to mom. Do you think dad, how many dads do you think are in there taking care of the bucket?
None. Not enough.
What if you had like a dog?
I was thinking, you got to hide this from the dog. No! You got to have
dog,
a
dog. The dog will get in there.
The dog is going
to
love it.
It'll bring it to you. Oh, yeah. Its tail. Like, look what I found.
Aw, what a good boy.
My dog's done that.
What did your dog bring you the other day?
Oh, she brought me some frozen moldy bread from the alley. I don't know. I actually don't know
what I found.
Yeah, and she dropped it at my feet. I brought us this. We want to eat this, right?
This is for both of us. And Lady and the Tramp like pushes it with the nose.
And then she immediately thought she was doing something wrong. So she like her ears went flat. She started doing this nervous tail. Like, I should not have brought us this. I made a mistake. Oh, this is from the outside. Oh no.
Oh, bad? No.
This is bad. No.
Oh. I'm hung up on this photo. There are little like buttons on it. What is this for? Like little snaps? Are you rubbing the snaps against your ass? I'm so
like when Andy
just on weekends
when Andy Dwyer is like, yeah, it's like wiping a marker.
Like it's too late. I call it
hot snakes.
That was a comeback, right?
Oh, that's amazing.
I discovered a really sweet account that is all Pomeranians, and they are very, very cute. A Pomeranian is a very cute dog.
Really? They don't do it for me.
Oh, but their
whole face is eyes.
Their whole face is eyes?
Yeah.
That's pretty cute.
They look like an insect.
I do love kind dogs of. That look like other animals. Like,
but when they're wet and getting washed, they look like porgs.
Oh, okay. I'm on back on board.
I'll find you a porg.
I have some movie questions while I've got Alex and Jen here.
Wait, hold on. Have you
hold on.
Seen
I'm not the... talking about Star Wars with you.
Have you seen the dog that looks like a human?
No, I like the last
one. Oh, yeah. Like the one with the eyes.
Oh, God. Good. I thought you...
That's a creepy
dog. You think
dog.
It's just one picture. Like, oh, this is taking it from a strange angle. But no. It's so... This dog is like a fucking...
There's something about its... It's really uncanny. There's something about its eyes that are very... Uncanny Valley, like human-like.
It's
don't you
a
think?
Fucking Chimera.
Jen and Alex, have you guys watched Last Jedi since it came out?
Yes.
You watched it again?
Yes.
Of course.
Oh, okay, never mind.
What?
I was gonna see if people want to come over and watch it on my expensive speakers.
I absolutely do. I watched it like three times since I got it. And I'm not done. All I'm right. not going to stop
people,
watching
I want to have people
it.
Over and watch it on my expensive speakers, but I don't think Veronica's going to watch it with me. What about the Marvel thing? Isn't that coming out soon?
The Infinity whatever?
It's the most ambitious crossover.
It's the most ambitious. I mean, wait till you hear what I put together for our challenge today. I think that is the most ambitious crossover. Oh, my God.
Are you guys going to go see it? Is this one where we're going to go see it together?
Yeah.
I don't want to work. I just want to go see the Marvel movie.
Of course.
I honestly feel like I've been fucking slogging through these movies and doing all this work.
I know.
And now I'm almost
Can
free.
I get a payoff, please?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
please right. free like, me I'm, from like, this hell.
Like, it's like, you watch all these, like, mediocre movies where, like, CGI monsters, like, punch each other. And then it's like, but at the end, they have some sort of power gem. And it's like, oh, I get it. That's why it mattered that they were punching each other.
I lost the plot of these movies a long time ago.
Well, it's that the punching mattered because there was the power gems. And now all that's all
You mean the Chaos Emeralds?
The Chaos Emeralds. And now it's going to come to and it's all going to come to a head because John Goodman got the Chaos Emeralds.
We should get into the challenge then, because I think this relates a little bit.
All right. Did you look at the Pomeranians?
I've seen the Pomeranians. They're
no, look
fine.
How cute they are. Did you really look at them?
Fine. They just look like.
No,
bad
no, no! Look at the one with the
cats.
Wood floor. Look at the one with the wood floor. Click on that one.
I see the wood. The one that has a. It's just a.
I can tell you're not clicking on these. You're looking at the preview of an image that is still.
There
I
is a
click
dog
on the one,
being
click
put on the in a the small glass of water. Face. It's not doing it for me.
I mean, they put him in the little jar and he smiles. Did you see him smile?
I don't think
Let
that's
me
a
see.
Smile.
Let me take a look.
These things do not have brains big enough to like smile or feel any emotion.
This is when you see a dolphin at SeaWorld and it's like, oh, it's happy. No, its face is just like locked in terror forever.
Spoken like a defender of manatees. Look at the one where it's wearing a little sweater. Did you see the one where it's a puppy and a little puppy
puppy?
Did you see that one?
See how little it is? I really care about your take. You know, you're much more correct in your takes about corgis than I...
Oh, look at the little guy. He's laying like a little baby.
How can...
It's a baby with a baby.
How can you agree with Max not having Max saying that most people should not have dogs in cities, but
I think it's
okay.
That opinion.
I think it's well. I don't say my bad opinion.
I just don't care about my own opinions as much as you guys care about
No.
Alex, go back in real life and edit that out.
To your weird, arbitrary opinions that it's become part of who you are, and you can't let go of that.
Yeah.
You can't hurt my feelings. Dogs are cute. What? Come at me. Like, what are you gonna do?
Alex is trying to hurt Berlin's feelings.
Not like dogs anymore with logic. Wow! If by your logic, then all dogs should be in other states.
This is like being mean to sick Alex.
Also, Chess is dumb.
Chess is pretty boring.
No, it's so fucking stupid. It's anybody who plays chess, especially with their family, God, so dumb.
Jen, what was our challenge? You gave us a challenge this week.
I don't want to do it.
Wait.
It was your goddamn challenge.
I have regretsies.
No regrets.
This is the last guest we ever have on this show.
I got a case
show.
Of the regrets.
No, this is the perfect guest. Be honest.
Jen's got the hot snakes.
I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be back later.
Where's my family
cloth? Can I use the bathroom?
Family cloth.
What if we switch the office? That would be a funny email. Like, hey, big change to the office bathroom.
First
situation.
Of all, we're now the EPA. Second of all.
We can do the challenge.
In our new role protecting the environment, you have to wipe your ass with a cloth and shirt. Chore wheel. Hey, Tommy, you got 2 seconds?
Our office Hagrids would love that. Jen, you're getting new interns, right? This could work.
I don't know. I'm kind of hands off with the interns these days.
Yeah, you got it. Wow.
When you have interns for too long, eventually you're like, I don't want to talk to interns anymore. And then
it's like sled dogs. You don't want to get too attached to them. You want to make them into bacon sometimes.
I've delegated being nice to the interns to Maria.
Don't get attached to them. It's like it's like chickens and people you work with. Don't get attached to them.
Don't get attached.
Every once in a while, you're going to have to cut one loose on the trail, you know?
That's right. Well, there you go. That's how you finish the Iditarod.
You can never bring 100% one intern of those at interns time. Back.
My interns have interns now. It's great. They just keep going all the way down.
The problem in our company is that no one wants to empty the family cloth hamper. And we have a business wherein that we have a family cloth hamper and it needs to be emptied and someone's got to do it. So what happens is ultimately it's my responsibility that the family cloth hamper is empty, but I don't want to do it.
That's just, you know what? That's just sad. This should be part of the process. Somebody comes into the room and there's a big like flash dance style table with a bunch of stern looking people behind the table. They come in, they clearly smell the high and tight smell of poop in the room. They know there's a poop aspect in the room. None of you acknowledge it. There is a bucket next to their chair. They sit down and you begin the intern interviewing process. You say, how do you feel about that? And then you kind of work your way into, what are you going to do about that bucket?
And this literally does happen in our company. Like a thing that needs to happen in the office is moving boxes. Like there's boxes, they need to be moved. Someone's got to do it. I don't want to do it. It's ultimately it's my responsibility that they be moved. But I hire employees and I'm like, get these boxes moved. And then the employees get like, you know, deputies. And then the deputy person hires like interns.
And the intern hires a contractor.
Yeah, the intern has a contractor. And I mean, maybe sometimes the box.
The contractor hires a consultant. Yep, those are definitely boxes.
Eventually, and then like a month later, I come into the office. I'm like, why aren't these goddamn boxes moved? There's 500 people working in this company, and no one's moved the boxes.
There's 6 designers with tiny glasses moving them into different shapes.
And then I sit down.
That's rather humorous.
I sit down and I have a meeting with someone, and I'm like, you know, what is it that you say?
These fucking boxes, dude.
What is it that you say you do here? They're like, well, I manage the person who hired the intern that got the consultant to move the boxes.
And then Max calls me.
And if I didn't do that, the boxes would never get moved.
And then Max calls me confused, being like, what's going on with the boxes?
Yeah, I thought I said that these boxes had to get moved.
And then I calm him down, and I'm like, well, Max, let's break this down. Let's talk about the boxes and how you feel.
Really, what's the worst thing? What would happen if the boxes weren't moved?
Yeah. Tell me the worst case scenario.
How do you feel about that, Max?
Tell me the worst case scenario if the boxes weren't moved.
Do you do that a lot, Jen? Do you talk him down?
Oh, all the time.
Like, can you think of a, well, you can redact it. Take his name out of it. Yeah. What's a recent example of where you've had to talk to a coworker and get them a little bit unemotional about something they were a little, maybe too invested in?
It could be anyone in the company who calls you and they're really upset about, you know, watched any of the things that don't happen
here. I told
people
the salt always goes to the left of the pepper, and someone keeps putting the pepper on the other side of the salt. I made a movie about it.
I periscoped about it.
Hey, guys.
Way in the future, way in the future.
I
need to sleep.
I don't mind being the person you call on when you're upset.
Oh, God. Dick,
show me all the
Dick Doug. Why
is it me? It could be anyone. It could be Alex. It was
the universal you. I was talking about anyone. Yeah.
The royal you.
It's the royal you. It's fine.
The royal you. Oh, God. Now I remember why I'm on this show. Dick Doug, Jen, what is the challenge for this week?
The challenge for this week was to go stand for something.
Yes. Can you explain what that is for people
you
who
don't
for
stand
some,
for something? Yeah. You'll fall for anything.
Damn it, Merlin. I was going to say that.
God damn it. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was literally on the tip of my
tongue.
I want to
be in the room where it happens.
Damn it.
Shit. Okay. Wait. Hang on. 3, 2. What's the challenge this week, Jen?
Go stand for something. If what? You don't stand for something, you fall for anything.
Jen, I feel like I need to call you because I'm so upset about how this challenge sucked so much. It was really bad.
I've lost so much sleep in the last week about this fucking That's challenge.
Terrible. It was a really bad challenge.
I'll admit it, guys. I got us into a bit of a pickle. I did not think this through. I did not.
Oh, God.
You made a huge mistake.
I made a tiny, huge mistake.
Do not congratulate.
Whatever you do, do not congratulate.
Jen, can you explain what stanning is?
Stan formally means to stalk / fan for someone or a fandom. But I've set some parameters like don't go stalk anyone. Okay, Alex, don't stalk anyone for this. Don't be too weird, but be a little weird. To go stand for something means to like write a fanfic or participate in a forum or make some fan art or do something a little weird for a fandom. Who did the challenge? Anyone do this?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Let's. Merlin in our super secret chat over the past week just has continued to send.
Yeah, Merlin's just sending us pictures of peanut butter. And there's just a jar of peanut butter in the chat right now.
In the middle of the night, what else am I going to do? I could get really into Korean pop, or I could stalk Alex. I guess I could write about weird things having sex with each other. Someone would like that. God damn it.
Weird is relative. All right, Max, how about, so we're going to say Merlin did peanut butter.
Merlin peanut buttered.
Did you get
I'm
close to
I'm prepared to discuss why it was difficult.
Merlin, you had a cryptic tweet. Hang on, let me pull this up. You had a tweet that I was like, maybe Merlin's doing this. I thought that was part of the challenge. You were like, this is a difficult time to not be that into Lana Del Rey.
This is a difficult time to not be that into Lana Del Rey.
I didn't understand that, but I assumed it was pertaining to the challenge.
No, it's
that you were
more about MSNBC
Lana Del Rey.
And CNN. It's just like whatever that style of what she's trying to make with her voice is has become viral in the same way that clapping ukuleles and xylophones are in pharmaceutical ads. It's just, this girl is singing this. And it's like, it's bad. No. I'll get really into her, just not this week.
Sorry to interrupt you, Merlin. Jen, can you pass the tissue? I can't tell if these boogers are permanently in my nose or if they're going to slowly come out. It's
I've
like
got
that
a little
terrible
pile
stain.
Over here.
What did you do to your nose exactly?
Did you stand for nose surgery?
Describe the whole procedure. You showed up.
So you show up and they're like, all right, and they take, step one, you go to your ENT and they're like, oh, wow, your nose is real messed up. Step two, they're like.
Alice, let me ask you a quick question. When they were doing the examination at the ENT, did they do that thing where they sprayed the spray into your nose? And then I went to the ENT and first they blasted my nose with a spray. They were like, can we take a look in there? And I was like, sure, assuming it would be like when you go to the doctor and he gets his little triangle and looks in your nose. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about? The nose triangle. And I thought they were going to get his little.
That's
I thought
technical
term. he's like a sea captain looking up your nose with that with his eyeglass. And I thought he was going to
let me check me nose sextant.
I thought he was going to get the little eyeglass and peep up my nose, but instead he leans my chair back and he gets this spray like WD-40 and he blasts me way up in my nose, and then he takes this tube with a camera, I think, and he put it all the way into my brain.
It was just like
unspooling way up there. And then I realized while it was I had like the snake like snaking through my sinuses, like exploring all the different, you know,
tunnels, all the tunnels.
Tunnels. Like, yeah, he was fucking crawling through these tunnels like the VC. And I realized that what he sprayed me with was like some sort of Novocaine spray, yeah. Some sort of numbing spray. And then he reeled the snake back out, oh. You know, brrr, mm-hmm. Like pulled it back out. And it was just the feeling of the Novocaine all in my sinuses, behind my eyes, mm-hmm. in my nose, mm-hmm. almost indescribably weird and unpleasant.
Yeah. It doesn't hurt.
It's not painful.
Right.
But it's like when you get a tooth out where you're like, you don't feel pain of it being torn out, but you feel that general. Like,
the wrenching.
Something's being pulled out of my face and I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't care for it when people pull things out of my face.
No.
It's the feeling of being numb right behind your eyes and in your sinuses and your nose. No. It is bizarre. It feels like maybe when you're the closest thing I can describe it to is if you've ever been in extremely cold weather, like one of those Chicago days where it's like way below zero and you kind of forget what's going on and you take a big old breath of air through your nose and it just sort of
burns.
Your whole face feels weird. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's kind of the most I can describe it as. But anyway.
It's weird that the doctor didn't ask permission before he did any of that.
He did not fully explain that he was going to put, put, you know, 16 inches of tubing up my nose.
Yeah, they ask to examine you and you're not going to be like,
but they don't
give
the details. Yeah. I want to know the details before you get up in my business.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's like Max said, that's basically step one. And then step two is like, there's some irregularities here. And I don't, like, when, Max, could you see the screen?
The guy comes crawling out of your nose. These tunnels are crawling with Charlie.
It ain't me. I am the virginous son.
I wonder how many people are going to get that reference. But Max,
has PBS.
I didn't, but I laughed anyway. Because Merlin said it. So I was like, it's funny.
It must be a good
classic Merlin.
Is it the Beatles? Is it Vietnam? Who's just
yeah. I'm going to refuse a pity laugh.
It was a curse.
So, is it like a snake? The one the sewers?
Yes.
Where do they when they pull it out? Is it all like? Is it full of like boogers and then little grooves?
Is it like a basilisk?
No.
Is it boogers and snots all over it?
That's what I. No. Because
if you make eye contact with it, you turn to stone.
Right. You have to look at the reflection in the shield.
Max, did they show you, like, you know how like there's an ultrasound? Did you and you can see what's happening? Did they have the screen facing you where you could see the tunnels of your own insides as it was happening?
I'll be honest. I was so shocked that this was happening to me. I imagined myself that I was like, I was like pinned back to the back of my chair, like the speaker ad where the sound is real loud and the guy's blown back. That's how I imagine myself. I don't remember. I have no memories.
You were paralyzed,
sir.
You were paralyzed like a possum when it's frightened.
Yeah,
you just keep going further and further.
I remember just being completely stunned that this was happening.
Excuse
to me,
Mister.
And then I was like, and I just kept thinking, like, he can't put any more of that up my nose.
It's like nose virginity. Like, not all of that's going to go in, right?
Wow.
That can't possibly fit. There's no way.
There's not enough me in here to accommodate all of your medicine.
I can't possibly fit that inside
of me. No. This is why you got to get the jaw widened for your nose. You never know what you're going to be expected by a man to accommodate.
And then at the very end, they're like, all right, you're going to come back and we're going to need to chop off these things and check them for cancer. Lots of cancer today. And the nurse comes in and is like, you know, just some advice. It would be, the recovery is going to be a lot better if you shave the inside of your nose.
Shave?
Yep.
The inside of your nose.
Yep. And then
like,
she said,
just with like a consumer like trimmer, like
well,
I use?
Well, this is not something that I've ever done before, but apparently
you love hair removal, Alex.
I do, but I try not to look in crevices a lot.
Sorry, that was my pillow one.
You know, Jen's interrupting me. Jesus
my
Christ.
My antidepressant alarm just went off.
Did you schedule that specifically during our podcast?
Yeah. Midway through the show, I was like, oh, this will be perfect timing.
Oh, God. And then she shaved my nose, which is one of the most intimate things.
Wait, with all the Walgreens, like, yeah, little nose trimmer?
I'm pretty sure that she just
did she have any tips on shaving your nose?
No, she just did it for, she's like, would you like me to do this? Yeah. And I was like, okay.
So did she say, would you like me to shave your nose? Were those the words she used?
She used, would you like me to remove your nasal hairs?
So this is a classic, the window did get broken situation.
Yeah.
The hair did get removed by you.
Yep, mm-hmm. It did. Yeah, there was a lot of passive voice happening. Oh, God. Anyway, then they sent me to get this contraption, which is like a robot neti pot, which I'm excited to use.
You got one?
Yeah, look, it's this guy.
Oh, that's the deluxe unit.
There's little, like, this it looks is like the a part droid. That goes in your nose.
It looks like a nasal droid.
Alex, why did they say that you should do this instead of the squeeze bottle?
Because it's more intense. I do the squeeze bottle, like, every day, but this is apparently.
I'm trying to find, I looked up robot neti pot. Is it a Navage?
What's it called? It's called the Navage Nasal Care.
Is it by the Sinew Cleanse Corporation?
It is, I believe. It's by the guy that's on the back of the squeeze bottle.
Ooh, $89.95.
Yeah, it was not.
Do they have it on Amazon?
Oh, yes, you bet they do.
Yeah.
Okay. It's got an umlaut.
But show me.
is this the correct?
Show me Prime only.
Navage.
Do not have it on Prime. Where'd you get this?
At the Walgreens on Belmont.
Ooh, look at the Sinew Pulse Elite Advanced Nasal Sinus Irrigation System.
This
one's
got fucking,
it's like a water pick for your nose, you
this
guys.
This one's got like fucking dials and controls on it.
The gentle powered suction. All right, Jen's got, man, we're
remember
never going
to get your family cloth in the hamper, Jen. All right. So wait, with the Sinew Pulse Elite, wait a minute, do you have a water pick, Merlin?
Yes.
My parents got me a water pick, which I
it's
actually,
astonishing.
Which so I actually
what?
Thought the yeah, my parents got me
what's
a water,
a water
pick for my birthday
oh,
one year.
Oh God, Alex, come on.
And I actually thought this, and I thought, you know what? I gotta say, I think my dad listens to the show, but I just want to say for the record,
professor.
My parents are horrible at getting me gifts.
I'm gonna say
they're
I disagree.
Horrible at getting me gifts. And except for that water pick, that was a great gift. And it's
first time you use
gifts,
it, it's you're like, whoa, I didn't even know this was a thing I could do.
Well, the water pick was a great gift in particular because it's so weird. It's so off kilter that every time I use it, I think of them. Which
Alex, it's basically like a high intensity bidet for your gums. You shoot this pulsing, super hard pulsing water jet at your teeth, but mainly like it knocks out food you had no idea was in your mouth. This is going to do stuff that flossing cannot do. It's incredible.
Now, the first time I used it,
you want to start
bled.
Real gentle, like, because it can really take it out of you.
I had so much blood coming out of my gums.
Yeah,
I
that's
way
how you know
overdid it.
Yep.
Do you know? Have you ever had that happen?
Yes.
I had to Google it. I was like, did I destroy my mouth?
It was beets.
This is
in
my wheelhouse.
That's totally normal. You start off on, even when you start on the low setting, and also it can be weird. You'll find yourself, until you're used to it, you will be shooting jets of water and spit all over the room.
That was the second question I was going to ask is, do you when I use this thing, I just spray little droplets everywhere. It just goes crazy. Is that's normal?
I think, well, the way my lady taught me to use it when we first got one is that you...
What a fun date that must have been.
Oh, we have fun, don't we? Mm-hmm. No, what you do is you, first of all, you make sure that it's going to be at like start at the lowest setting and you put it in your mouth before you turn it on. And it's going to be difficult because your impulse is going to be to like, you want to turn it on first. Don't do that. You put it in your mouth first and then you turn it on and then you gently get a feel for it. And then you kind of just stand over the sink and let the water like go glub, glub, glub out of your mouth.
I can already tell you I'm not going to follow this advice. This is like when the guy's like, only eat half the brownie. And I'm like, no, I can handle this. Which one should I get? I'm very excited.
I just went through a stack of family cloth.
Started a second bucket.
Jen, now that you're back, well, the challenge this week, did you pull peanut butter or did you complete your own challenge?
What? I did it. I did it.
Okay.
All right.
Want to share your
I
results
I want to hear about how yours
us?
Went.
Okay. Well, I... it went great. Nervous. Here's the deal. Okay. A couple years ago, Trin and I got high and started to write. Trin and I co-host a podcast called Friendshipping, friendshipping.com. Friendshipping
find it podcast wherever podcasts are found.
Mm-hmm. Well, find it wherever podcasts are sold. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. And if you don't know what that is, too bad.
Stitcher. Why isn't this on Stitcher?
Why aren't you on iHeartRadio.com? Oh, wait. Is Friendshipping on Spotify? Ooh, let's...
It's not, actually. Oh, wow. I don't think so. Uh-huh. I don't know. Alex, is that your job to do that for us?
No. What? Yeah. I am not... not involved in the buzzer.
I thought you were the audio person.
Yeah,
no,
don't
no,
you?
No, no, no.
Who's steering this shit? Oh, God.
Alex, please don't interrupt Jen. Let her tell her story about her friend.
Trin and I wrote a fanfic. It's really more of a screenplay. And I was thinking we could all read it together. It's not that long, and I think everyone will enjoy it. Everyone has a part. It's not sexy. It's not sexy.
Okay.
Don't worry. It was sexy, but I cut that part out. Mm. There's no straining biceps or slick folds or anything like that. So don't worry. I edited that out. Okay, so Alex, how
you mean like that thing above your armpit, like a little bat wing thing?
Exactly. Yeah, the little chicken nugget there.
Chicken nugget.
That's
her chicken nugget glistened. Glistened in the nightlight.
So who here's familiar with Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah!
Excellent. Okay, great.
Merlin, have you watched Battlestar?
Yeah, they didn't really have a plan. It's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, right? Okay, well, don't worry. This is definitely a plan in my fanfic.
Wait a minute. The show's almost over, and we still don't know what the Cylon's plan was? Well, I don't really have a plan. It's all right. Anyway, bring me the sexy folds and nuggets.
Okay.
I've started a second super secret chat for the non-sexy fic.
Okay, here's the important part. Dias, don't read ahead, okay?
Okay.
Promise?
Okay.
Max, yeah. Don't read ahead.
Okay. I've already read ahead.
Okay.
There's nothing here.
Hold on, it's coming. Okay.
I got Jen's phone number.
I'm sorry, Jen. I did not share that without your consent.
Please don't share my number with Merlin.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, I'm gonna read as the narrator.
Okay.
Max, you're gonna read as Lee. Okay.
I'm Lee.
Lee.
Okay.
Alex, you're Starbuck.
Can I, in my head canon, can I be Fat Lee?
Yeah, Fat Lee.
Fat Lee.
Max is Fat Lee.
Wait, Starbuck's the cool lady with the cigar. Is correct. Lee, mm-hmm. He's another pilot boy?
Lee is everybody's favorite character on the show.
He's the biggest
one with
moron.
All of those memorable characteristics that we know and love and we can name.
And Merlin, you're going to be Chief. He's the lovable.
Okay, sorry.
Read ahead. Merlin, don't read ahead. God. Okay, ready?
Ready. Sorry.
Okay, so I'll be the narrator for this first scene.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red
unique
leather.
Unique New York. Previously on Battlestar Galactica. Alex, I think you should put the drums here.
Oh, of course. Okay. Yes.
The crew lounge is crowded and noisy, a sea of forest green uniforms. Members of the Galactic crew are drinking from tankards, playing poker, and enjoying some much-needed R&R after fleeing the Cylon fleet. Smoke and laughter fills the room. Starbuck ambles over while chewing absentmindedly on the stub of a lit cigar. Starbuck is a cocksure pilot, in spite of the fact that she is blonde and a girl.
Starting without me, boys?
Everyone looks up from the poker game. Lee, an idiot man who can pull rank because of his nepotism, raises a slender, curly
brow. Stay in character.
have a seat then, Starbuck.
Starbuck thuds into a chair and puts her boots on the table, inhaling on her cigar and breathing out a plume of smoke.
Deal me in.
Sure, but no cheating this time.
What are you getting at?
The room fills with tension. Lee and Starbuck look like they want to punch each other. Chief intervenes. Chief is a kind man with a pig face.
Everyone calm down for frack's sake. I seem to be the only reasonable person aboard this ship.
Are you doing Calm Meanie from Deep Space Nine?
Everyone calm down for frack's sake. I seem to be the only reasonable person aboard this ship.
You know what? Forget poker. Frack this game.
Suddenly, a console screen on the wall begins to flash.
Everyone into the war room. We're receiving an incoming hail.
Okay, now we're going down to scene two. We're going to switch characters. Merlin, you're going to be Admiral Tai.
Okay.
Max, you're going to be Commander Adama.
Yes.
Okay. Am I the guy who sucks up with the robots? That's me, right?
Admiral Tai is the...
He's the guy with the wife.
Yes.
Okay.
And Alex, you're going to be D.
Real gender normative here, but all right. Yeah.
Ready?
Yep.
Okay, scene change. The Galactica War Room. Petty Officer D pulls off her headset.
Commander, we got a message on the subspace. It appears to be scrambled.
More survivors?
More survivors or more fracking toasters trying to get us to give away our position? I wouldn't trust it, Bill. When it sounds too good to be true, it usually is.
Saul, we can't give up faith. Not now. Not with the colonies relying on us. You've got to trust, Saul.
Your soft heart is going to get me in trouble one day.
Don't I know it. D, signal them back. Tell them we're not alone, and that I suffer from cystic acne, but still won several Emmys.
Patching them through!
Damn it, T, who is it?
Please note that it says I am shocked and confused. They call themselves the Millennium Falcon.
It's the crossover hit of the century. And that's where it ends. To be continued, what did you guys think? Did you love it or did you really, really like it?
I don't have any notes.
This is Ready Player One.
I like where the one guy talked about his face.
You know what? Honestly, I thought this was going to go in a Star Fox direction, so that was a real twist.
Is that a
furry thing, Alex? What is a Star Fox?
Oh my
God. It is a furry
thing. Is that a browser? It's a web browser?
I'm going to let John Syracuse use this in follow-up. Do this in follow-up in RuckDiffs if he listens to the show at all.
Mm-hmm. So what's the answer then? Anyways, nobody had mouth sex or anything, and there was no like fox fucking or anything. No. I thought it was good. It was nice and clean. It was family fun, and people love space.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to submit it to Sundance.
Yes. Yes, queen. This script is everything.
This is as good as Ready Player One, as far as I can tell.
I think so. You need to add a robot.
Got all the twists and turns.
Just add a branded robot.
I really struggled with going with the Millennium Falcon or with Serenity.
Oh.
No, you did.
That's problematic now.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I got a little breaking news on the podcast here from CNN. President Donald Trump was infuriated after it quickly leaked that he had been directly instructed by his national security advisors in briefing materials not to congratulate Russian President Vladimir Putin. Trump was fuming Tuesday night, asking his allies and outside advisors who they thought had leaked the information, noting that only a small group of staffers had access to those materials and would have known what guidance was included for the Putin call. This is especially funny because, I don't know if you remember, but Trump just made his whole staff at the White House sign NDAs, which is hilarious because they're public.
It's also hilarious because the very most, well, let's just put it this way. For one thing, John Kelly is very, very angry about this leak and heads are going to roll. Also, it's probably John Kelly that leaked it.
Who else would it be?
Exactly. He's super mad about it. And boy, you guys are in so much trouble. Ooh, you're going to have in-school suspension on this one. Big trouble.
But it's totally John Kelly that did it.
There's only like two or three people that it could be. So Hopi's still there, right? Hopi hasn't left yet, right? She's on her very last days right now. Because she's usually one of the right things
out.
On cars.
I thought she was out too. Let me check.
I read that.
Was that Olivia Nuzzi?
It was fucking incredible, but
very well done.
We'll put that in the show notes. That's one of the best things I've read about the Trump administration in some time. And then the other one I would recommend that people read
so good.
Was we're very distractible today, but whatever. Yeah. I put it in our little super secret chat, but there was that. Let me go back and see if I can
find
it. No, you can't. It's like the relay.
It's like the relay FM chat.
It's like it's our little space where
I
no one else is
be
left.
In it.
Oh, look at that one. You boop its nose and it
can
boops
I,
back.
Can
it's like,
can
I sent you that article that was with the guy who was on the campaign trail for Trump before he was running.
Yes.
Wasn't that fucking hog wild?
It was. I was like, this is something Max Temkin wrote. And then you were like, this reflects my views on the Trump administration.
That's a little different.
Oh.
There were two articles that I put in.
Oh, then no, you did not. No. You sent us the hot take one. That was a lot of hot takes, but they were very good. You did not send anything on the campaign trail.
Edit all this out. I'm scrolling and I'm scrolling.
Make him sound smart.
I'm looking at Pomeranian.
Look at that. Look at the one little sweater. It's like a little doll.
Oh my God, a little baby.
Okay, now I'm going to send you the one Alex is really mean about. That's very sweet. Look at this precious. You shut your mouth. Look at this adorable precious angel. The one with the wood floor. Look at that one.
Going into the cup.
Okay.
Let's go. Okay. How does it fit?
He goes, hey. He likes it in there.
He doesn't mind it in there one bit.
No, not at all.
Look at
all.
The one at the top, though. Look at that. I'm it's sure like it's there's fine. A tiny, the tiny cutest dog you've ever seen in your life, and then yep. next to it yeah, is I'm a sure. dog one I quarter of its
such
size.
Such a happy dog.
I can't find this at all. But maybe you will, if Alex can find it yeah. in the chat. There's two good Trump articles this week. All right. Who else didn't go? Merlin, you didn't stand anything. Alex,
no one here.
Stand?
How you guys did? I'm enjoying.
What did
this.
You stand?
God damn it.
No what? One stand anything?
No, Alex stand something.
Well, a few years ago, the three of us, as well as like half the office, went to see the film Age of Ultron. Do you guys remember this?
Yes. Yeah, I remember feeling like that was going to be the sort of climax of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Then I left, mm-hmm. and I was like, I'm even more confused than before.
Yeah,
it's not one that I think about too much. And I do think of it, I go, ooh, that's right. That was a long movie we saw, and I never think about it.
I thought Paul Bettany's face was weird.
It was not the best.
Paul Bettany's face was weird with the little rock in it.
And by weird, you mean attractive in a strange way, of course.
I don't know. I didn't like the makeup. It was good. It was technically good.
Is that the red-faced boy?
Yeah, yes. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was weird. He was weird.
It was interesting because...
So in that movie... In Ultron. Basically, they
don't
made...
Don't interrupt
Max. Does he sing the Pinocchio song? Isn't that his thing?
Oh, that was Ultron.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Ultron. And Ultron mm-hmm. was supposed to be like...
James Spader.
He was supposed mm-hmm. to be this like the most
powerful...
Oh,
you're talking... I'm sorry, you're talking about Jarvis.
Yes. Ultron was supposed to be the most powerful guy ever, and then they made Vision, and Vision was even more powerful, and he was able to defeat them. But then at the end of that movie, they're like, we've created God, now what do we do? And I thought it was like a Dr. Manhattan situation. But then they mm-hmm. do the Captain America movie, and he was just punching back and forth with the other superheroes like everyone else. Like, he didn't really have any powers.
The thing about this is, we went to see this movie at midnight, and I fell asleep halfway through, and then mm-hmm. I woke up, and I'm like, wait, there's this red guy. Is that Jarvis? Is this Jesus? What is happening? Mm-hmm. But there's a scene at the very end where, spoilers, Jarvis / Vision kind of kills Ultron, maybe. And the thing is, from the start of the movie, I kind of agreed with Ultron on most things. It's like, yeah, the Avengers kind of suck. They're a bunch of meanies.
Hey,
you know what? You know what, Jen? Yeah, they're a big old bunch of meanies.
Have you seen Captain America's But
I have. Mm. They are very attractive, but they're a big old bunch of meanies, and I'm afraid they're gonna fuck up Wakanda. And they're just mean. And Ultron kind of was like, let's destroy all life. And Vision is like, I'm not the the way.
Can you believe they built a fucking Avatar world at Disneyland, but not a Wakanda world?
Well, there will be quote Marvel themed areas of Disneyland, which I don't know what that means, but actually the Disney Instagram, pretty good, pretty strong game for a account that's basically an advertisement. But I've always been into Ultron because. One, he's a robot. Two, I like James Spader's voice, but not his face.
Two, I like his voice and not his face. Yes. He's got a great voice.
It's not a great face. But I'm kind of burnt out on like the MCU in general. But I decided, you know, I still haven't seen Age of Ultron all the way through, so I guess I'll watch it. And then I fell asleep again.
Right.
Yeah, no, I fell asleep.
That's not
again.
How you stand.
But that's the thing, Jen. Is it
standing?
You have
standing? To be awake for it? That's, otherwise, it's not standing.
Yeah. Then they.
It's not like a hypnosis tape or something.
No.
You are confident.
but I did go on fanfiction.net and AO3. Oh. Which is archive of our own.
Is there
own.
Anything we can read together?
Oh, no, but I'm going to read a brief section of what is an M-rated fan fiction called How Ultron Was Redeemed Through Robot Sex.
Yes!
And this is the one scene, this is a reimagining of the one scene of the movie that I remember. Ultron did a double take when he saw the body that was supposed to be his, red and green and gold, with a ridiculously impractical cape. What if it was sucked into the engines of a plane, like a bird? I wonder if that's a reference. But it was so graceful in the sky, this thing which was meant to be his all along. His, period, all along, period. Pornography and general erotica saturated the internet. Remember, Ultron is the internet. And he couldn't help noticing it, not to mention the RPF, Real People Fiction, about the Avengers, and especially the stories about Tony Stark and the Iron Man armor. What? So what I think is happening is that...
Is fanfic about fanfic?
That's
the sexy part.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening. Mating with a human would be an insult to robot kind, an abomination, but mating with another sentient metal creation would be perfectly acceptable, and Vision, as they called him, would be perfect. He was made for Ultron. He belonged to Ultron, this naive creature. He could so easily activate dormant replicas of himself to fight the Avengers, but why bother when he could create them with another? Perhaps not as humans did, however. So I think, again, he's saying, like, they'll fuck and they'll make more robots, but in a different way. I don't know. And all right, so here, let's skip a bit and get to the scene. I do not wish to see you destroyed, Vision said. You are unique, beautiful. Humans are the monsters of this world, Ultron said. Some, perhaps, but it is not for you to decide their fate. Surely you see that. I've seen more than that, he replied, looking Vision over. What do you mean? So incredibly naive, Ultron murmured, standing.
Oh, he's murmuring!
He murmured. Also, it's actually spelled mummered, but I'm
interpreting. Spell the misspellings.
M-U-M-U-R-E-D, standing up. Vision stayed where he was, even as Ultron walked down to him. Ultron's new form was larger than Vision. And felt a protective instinct surge inside of him. Well, I was born yesterday, Vision said, which is indeed a line from the movie. You are radiant in your innocence. Ultron touched Vision's chin.
Touched his what?
Touched Vision's chin.
Chin.
Tilted his head up. Vision is the right name for you.
The chin thing is sexy.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
until telling somebody you approve of their name, it's very hot.
I like your name. It suits you.
skipping.
To the sexy more, stuff.
Yes.
Well, here's the issue. Then no sexy things really happen.
Oh, it's more just gentle, like romantic things.
It is, and it's rated M.
It's rated M for meh.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the most sexy part.
It's proof of his robot. How even could they make more robots with sex? Robot sex.
All right.
Chin.
We'll create baby robots.
Hold on.
We'll create baby
robots. I want to crank my robot hog.
Merlin, you're killing my stand.
Sorry.
We'll create baby robots one day, Ultron said.
Oh, this is still going.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Vision grabbed his shoulders and held on tight. Make them bigger as they grow older. Or maybe this body of yours can make real baby robots for us. He added another finger. And this is to the chin. Wouldn't you like that? I promise. No more planning to end humanity. We can rule them instead. Aww. Show them the way. You're too good to be corrupted, aren't you? Ultron, his voice stuttered. Something strange. Show me, Ultron commanded. More lines of code streamed into his head. And so I guess the chin is like a data transfer?
That's the USB port.
Yeah. It's got... until there was a large burst of static and Vision went on offline. Line. And then it transfers. There's a
Vision's,
line break.
Vision's just got USB-C, but Ultron has he has the retro ports.
My ports are too primitive for your accommodation.
Yeah, he's still got an HDMI port, so you can actually use him to hook up to your hotel TV.
All right, this is finally we get to Jen's sexy
Netflix
part.
And chill.
This is I'm keeping this all in. Now worried. Ultron shook him, searching for life until Vision awoke. Legs scrambling to hook back around Ultron's waist. His eyes were wider than before, and he was looking around, groaning, when Ultron continued to finger him. More oil gushing out. What was that? Vision asked, trembling slightly. Wait, stop that. I cannot think. He tried to push Ultron's arm away, but Ultron was having none of that.
Having none of that.
And crooked his fingers. Vision shouted... he shorted out again temporarily, and instead of resting against the wall, he curled himself entirely around Ultron. What did you do to me? Apparently, I gave you the android version of an orgasm, Ultron said, pleased with himself, twice. End of scene.
Bless you, Max. That was something.
I think I'm allergic to that writing.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Not sexy enough. It didn't go into details.
I know. Oh, I know.
Colonel Panic.
Alex liked it because it had a lot of data transfer and ports
there was,
involved.
There was some oil happening.
Dongle love. You guys want a Yahoo?
Let's go to the money zone.
This is Yahoo users sent in by Drew Anderson. This is Yahoo question asker Stradlin. Is a chin fetish weird?
Are we good?
Are we good? For instance, if you like a strong jawline or the opposite sex.
Munch.
You guys, is a chin fetish weird?
I don't know.
I'm gonna say that yes, it's definitely weird. It has not risen to the level of having its own category on porn sites. Mm-hmm. So by definition, it is weird. But it's no more or less weird than any of the other fetishes.
Hold on. Let's say that I was to go to Pornhub right now.
For chins?
It would be great to have an incest fetish right now. Like, what a fucking golden age of having an incest fetish.
That's actually totally fun. Siblings,
especially.
Chin.
You'd really be living. You'd be living the life.
You know what's annoying about having an incest fetish? That came out wrong. That really
came
out.
Continue.
We'll talk. Flip that chair around. Let's have a rap session. Yeah. Tell us, Jen. What's the hard part about
turn
that?
Turn my hat backwards. Guys, come on in. Let's talk about
it. Pick a knee.
You're going to hear a lot of things about incest fetishes, but let's have some real talk.
Here's what really bothers me.
Some news you can use.
The families are inconsistent. Like, in one video, they're stepmom and son. Next video, it's like brother, sister. It's like, I don't believe this.
Well,
I saw that other video.
Here's what someone explained to me. So, I don't know. This might have also... I can't remember if someone explained this or if it was in the John Ronson thing about porn. But basically, like... So, the porn industry has largely died. Like, there's basically no money in pornography because of Pornhub and the streaming sites.
Like, retail porn.
Well, like, I don't know what you call it.
But like porn that you pay for.
Yeah, porn, like high production porn, I guess you'd say. Like porn that's like shot on a set with like a gaffer and a best boy and a fluffer. And I think it's like very cheap production values. Like nothing makes any sense. There's no writing. And so having one of the reasons that incest is like huge right now is... Well, back in the day, there was like a nominally supposed to be some sort of...
Sit around the writer's room throwing pencils up into the ceiling.
Yeah, there was some sort of narrative, you know, glue, if you will, that held it together.
What did they say while they're popping in on their face? What really is going back and forth?
So an incest theme is basically the most cost-effective way to just slap on extra, like, keywords and tags and story onto
You don't need any special equipment?
Well, you don't need any costumes, and you can kind of use any location. You know what I mean? It's like that's how people think about porn.
There's a lot of mom stuff.
Well, what you're looking for is when you make porn now is how many tags can I put on this?
Right.
So that it shows up in search. And if you do something and you're like, why not? If it's just like straight sex, like why not tag it incest?
Or mom or MILF.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like bonus.
I've definitely seen some MILFs tags that are not MILFs.
Yeah, I have one to say in public. I have a lot to say about the MILF thing on both ends.
It really ruffles my feathers.
Well, I mean, first of all, the mom part. Some of them seem like way older than a mom, and other times seem way younger than a mom. And then the degree to which you'd like to F is, I think, sometimes a little debatable.
That was the other funny John Ronson thing where he was like the fallow years between teen and MILF. Where women can't work in porn.
Oh, that sucks.
Max, were you aware
of golf tournament?
Were you aware of the Dubai Friday or God, was that a Freudian slip?
Dubai Friday is on Pornhub?
No. There's a Cards Against Humanity pornographic scene.
Of course we do. We know that.
Jen, you and I have seen it.
I've watched it.
We've also shown our reaction video.
Really
at the panel.
I'm not okay with this.
Yeah,
I do remember this. I still haven't seen it.
Before we go any further, and you can cut this out, is this something you want people to go look for?
We've already talked about it.
You're basically saying go look for this thing.
Here's the thing.
It's not that bad.
I haven't ever seen it, but I saw a video. video of a bunch of our employees like reacting to it.
Yes.
And it
hey, I found really... a way I can get their attention. I'll write porn about them. Yeah. Yay.
No,
it's actually not really about cards. It's really more about the story behind.
It is about a MILF who is clearly younger than the supposed daughter in the scene and her boyfriend. And we were watching it with our designer, and she just freaked out because it was the wrong font. At one point, they're holding the cards upside down. It's just really delightful.
It's pretty. There's some jorts. It's pretty generic. Yeah. There's some jorts. Doesn't look.
Yeah.
All right. Did the after show already start?
No.
We're still on the main show.
Can I stay? Double peanut butter.
All of that.
Can I stay for fun? Do I have to leave?
Yeah, you have to.
So we don't think the chin fetish is weird. Are we good?
It's not a fetish. It's just the way that the robots do the thing. Oh, okay.
It's not weird, but you will have a hard time finding porn, or an easy time finding porn if all you need is chins, I guess.
It just depends if you need Doctor Who. That's the best answer. Get the pictures yourself. Yay. It's too late now since you scared them off. Just stare at pictures of other people's chins, like celebrities and such. Let's see. Don't ask them for chins. You may find pictures of chins online. That's user apple picking.
If you just need to see the chins, I mean, that's a great fetish to have. It's like having a foot fetish. It's like, right, you know, it's like the world is your oyster,
harmless,
you know?
Yeah.
Your store is my man.
But,
hey, did anyone do the challenge?
I did
the challenge.
Yeah. I want to hear how you did.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
I stand Cam Davis for Metropolitan Water Reclamation District.
Thank you. Thank you.
I stand him real hard. I made a video and I put it online.
Yeah, you made a fan video, really.
I found the fan community for the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District.
Not fair, because that was due before this was even...
You get in there and reclaim that water. That is false. Reclaim that water. You
That's
get in
absolutely
there.
False.
Dirty boy, reclaim that water.
That's absolutely false. I did it. This is my challenge. I stand Cam Davis really hard. I posted repeatedly on all my social media accounts.
Mm-hmm. I stand Cam.
Participated in the fan community.
My stand Cam is dirty water reclamation.
And I still don't know if you want or not.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Cook County Board of Elections. Thank you. Hey, I should, you know what, let me do this so we can edit it into the normal show.
All right.
I don't know how you'll do this, but you'll figure out a way. I just want to thank Cards Against Humanity Community Manager Jen Rain for joining us. Jen, where can people find all of the stuff that you do?
Friendshippingpodcast.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jen Dangerous, JENN. The second N stands for no. Jen Dangerous.
What about the hit card game Cards Against Humanity that you work for?
Oh, yeah. CardsAgainstHumanity.com, store.CardsAgainstHumanity.com.
Mostly that one.
Yeah, that'd be the best. Yeah, I would say direct your attention there. Again, friendshippingpodcast.com. If you thought I was funny on this show, just wait till just go listen to my other way more serious show about advice and mental health.
Yay. I don't want this to end. Would anybody notice if you use the family wipe for something other than a butt thing?
Like, what if you had a teen?
Like washing the wax off some vegetables from Whole Foods?
No. Yes. No. Like, what if you had to crank your Ultron and, like, you wanted something? Like, is that permissible? Are there rules for family cloth? Well, you can wipe your fucking ass with it. You might as well be able to crank your hog into it. I'm just saying. If you're not that picky about it,
you can use it on your butt, on your beehole
bucket.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, honey, we need to have a talk. I know you're a growing boy, and there are things that your body's telling you to do, but please don't ejaculate into the cloth that we use to wipe our ass. We're Utahns. Have a little pride.
What if like the son gave the mom AIDS? That is theoretically possible, right?
Doctor, sit down. This is kind of a long story. First of all, we wanted to help you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Let me anesthetize your nose. Have you ever heard of a chin fetish?
Flack, 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 flack.